Matrix Live. Nice to see you again. Did I see you at the conference? Maybe. I hope you got back okay. Now, after all the fun and games of Strasbourg, you might think that we spent the last 2 weeks just resting up, sitting around, sitting on the sofa, and you'd be wrong. We've got loads to show you. In fact, today we're going to show you two things. Halfshot's got his MSc crafter, and Quentin is going to show off his personal access tokens. So, Halfshot, with your extremely excited fan, you have the floor.
It's running on the server, to be fair, so sometimes it makes sense. Cool. So this site I built over a few weekends. Coming back from the conference, I found myself on French Wi-Fi and then Eurostar Wi-Fi. And in all those cases, loading things was really crap. And so I wanted a local cache of basically what I was using for GitHub for writing proposals, but also an application that was sort of more responsive to the needs of MSc craft work. And so this is the usual process doing MSCs. You have your repository. You have That's a big template you copy and paste into your proposal usually. You have all this content, and you have a render button you can click, and lots of noise and text and things, and some of it is useful, some of it is not. So yeah, not great experience. So what I've been doing is trying to sort of build out the features I want for an MSC application, or application for writing MSCs and reading them in a way that suits what I'm trying to do. It's mostly been built for the from the purpose of using it to do my own code. So I'm doing the implementations. I want to read through the spec of what's being built. I want to read through the content without all the distractions. But the future is the crafting bit will come in later. You can also do the editing of MSCs and building your own as well. So this is all very much like a few weekends worth of work. So it's a bit crap around the edges, but it does the thing. So I'm logged in as myself. I've got an interface showing my recently viewed MSCs and the ones I've written myself. If I do Control K and write T-shirt, it will search through GitHub. It will sometimes flicker because it's like that, but I'll give it a second go. So I can flicker that time. And so you can load through to your MSCs. And this one I haven't loaded before, so this is a fresh cache version, once comes straight from GitHub. And you can see here, shows you all the content. There's a few things on here. I'm going to show you one with more meat on it. So this is the cached version of the Matrix RT2 spec. And there's a lot of information, but we're trying to cut away the stuff that's not important. So you can see right here, we've got the status of the MSC up here in the top left corner. And this changes to things like FCP and various other things. In fact, if I go to sticky events, for example, it will change color because my default scheme is dark, but I had one light to show a difference. Shows you the proposed MSC status right in the top left corner. So it's not just like GitHub style open, close, merge. It actually shows you the different stages of it's in. At some point, I want to do a proper timeline as well to show you whereabouts your MSC is, but this is useful in itself. And then the content's quite cool. So you've got related MSCs. So this code will scan through your MSC for related MSCs you can link to. Shows if you've mentioned another MSC in the content. Also, no MSC mentions this MSC, so there's like a two-way link between a two-way link between MSCs you're depending on, or one you or depend on you. So that's quite useful. It shows you a list of implementations. This isn't perfect because linking to implementations depends on knowing what URLs you're looking at. But at least the common case of acceptance, if you go click through to Synapse, it shows you here. This is Keegan's wonderful PR for sticky events here on the Synapse side, so you can quickly click through to where it's been implemented. Shows you the votes for FCP or the votes for whichever stage it's in. So that's all nicely interpreted there. There's also a table of contents. So if you've put headers in your MSC, as you should, it also renders through quite nicely. And so you can click through and see security considerations here. Other things are we've got threaded view. So you can click through here and see the threads. This is still a bit in proposal. I want to make this look nicer, but it's a good start. And then you can also click through to see only open threads so you can see what's actually actively engaged in. Also, there's a plain text version for just reading through. I mean, that's pretty much it right now. So this has probably been about 4 or 5 days worth of work. The key things is this all caches locally. So all of this stuff, if you want to go use it on the train, it'll just load up instantly so you can read through. It cuts away a lot of the crap that you maybe don't care about on GitHub and increasingly just sort of calls out the states of the MSC, as in like what votes are and what status in which you would not necessarily get on GitHub in a nice clean fashion. So hoping to take this a bit further, hoping to do more edits and things as well. But yeah, that's it so far. Let me know if you've got any feedback, if that sounds useful, if it's not useful.
Very nice. Right. Quentin. Ready, raring to go?
Hello. Yeah, sure. Let me share my screen. Can you all see this beautiful element web? So what I wanted to show today is basically the answer of, yeah, I just migrated my home server to Maas, But I have this bunch of bots and automations, and it doesn't work like before anymore. So one thing you might be used to be able to do is, historically, it was quite easy to just hack on the Matrix client-to-server spec. You just basically needed to grab an access token. Let me grab that. And then with just a bunch of curl commands, I'm just going to put that here, I can do a bunch of things. So for example, I can see what user is currently logged in. And that's how you would use it normally. One big caveat with that now with MAS is that those tokens, they are not permanent anymore. So they rotate every 5 minutes. So if I wanted to put that in a script, I'm basically screwed now because I'm not updating my script configuration every 5 minutes to change that token. So MAS works well for interactive apps like that. It doesn't work well for automations. So that's what we're trying to solve. The other interesting thing is that MAS and, well, Synapse had a bunch of admin APIs for administrators to manage a bunch of things on Synapse itself. And that's another interesting thing now is that even though that user is admin on the server, and I'm going to convince you that by logging in with that user on the Element admin user interface, so that user is clearly an admin, I cannot just like grab this token from an Element web and expect it to work. So let's go back here. As you see, the token has changed since last time. And if I try to use the background updates Synapse admin API, it doesn't work. It tells me I'm not an admin, even though I'm clearly am. And that's also another side effect of the migration to MAS is that now the access that each app has is very much explicit. So if I go to my account here, I can see my various sessions, and I see that like my Element Web Pro session doesn't have any admin access. And if I look at my Element admin access, this one lets me administer the Synapse home server, administer any users on MAS. So we now have this granularity on the session level, and obviously Element Web doesn't need admin access, so it doesn't ask for it. So one way we are now trying to solve this problem, this gap of not being able to have those, one, long-running tokens, and two, running tokens that have like specific access, like admin access, is through personal access tokens. So let me just disable the baguette edition of Element Admin so that English speakers can actually understand what's happening here. So now, if you go to Element Admin on the latest version of ESS Pro, ESS Community, but also just MAS, you'll see this personal tokens tab. And if I go there, I can just now say, I want to basically have a bot user that interacts with the API. So let's first, well, create a bot, my awesome bot. Okay, so I now have this super bot account. I'm gonna go in Element Web, create a room with this person. It's gonna be a public room, test room, or bot, test room. Okay, let's create it. Let's invite my super bot in here. So the user I just created already exists on the server. And now I can create a token for this user. So I can go in personal tokens. I can name this token so that I can see what it is afterwards. My test token and the user was something bot. Yeah, my awesome bot. Let's select that. Let's ignore the visual bug here. I want this bot to have only access to the CS admin API, Matrix client to server API, so that it can join the room and do some stuff. Let's create a token. I can now grab it. undo the same operation. So let's go back here, replace the token. So now, if I rerun this Who Am I API, you'll see that now I'm logged in as my awesome bot. I could make you wait 5 minutes to show that the token still works, but trust me that it doesn't have an expiration here. It's still not admin, so if I try this admin API, I didn't select the Synapse Admin API scope, so it doesn't have that access. But I can clearly use it to interact with the CS admin, the CS API. So let me just grab this the room ID here that I just created. Let's grab it, put it here. Now I can join the room. Hopefully you see that my bot has joined. And I can send a message as the bot. And the bot says, beep boop, I'm a bot. So that works. If I wanted it to, now that token, if I wanted to act with the, to use it to automate other stuff with on the server itself, not just the regular CS API, I could just do that. Let's create another token, this one admin. Let's actually select another user, this one. And this time I'm going to say it has access to the Mass Admin API and the Synapse Admin API. I can make it expire, so I can tell it to expire in a day. Let's create it. Now let's replace the token here. If I see who I'm with what user I'm talking with, that's clearly the other user, not the bot I was using before. And I can query the Synapse Admin API now. So that works. It wasn't before. And same with the Mass Admin API. So that's a URL that is only accessible for tokens that have access to the Mass Admin API, and that works as well. The cool thing is that that user is not admin. Not this one. That user is not admin. So even though I can really craft any token with any kind of permission for any kind of user, and it doesn't correlate directly with their actual permissions on the user itself. So it's really useful for any kind of automation, impersonation, or whatever you need. So. For that token, I've set an expiration. So again, I'm not gonna wait a day for it to expire. But you can imagine having a policy of only using tokens, like rotate them every 30 days or something like that. And if you need to rotate them, you can actually click here, regenerate. Say I want it to work for 15 days now. If I regenerate it, I can try with the old token if I'm lucky. Yeah, on this one. Yeah, you see that, like, now if I reuse the old token, it has been revoked because I rotated it. And if I change it with the new rotated one and try it again, it works again. So yeah, it's the personal access token functionality, the kind of functionality you see on other products like GitHub, GitLab, whatever. For now, it's limited to only admins. We also plan to have a UI in the regular Mass, the regular Mass interface you see on matrix.org, so that you can like create personal access tokens for yourself. But that's going to land in probably in a few versions from now. But at least the capabilities for admins themselves are already there. It works. It's pretty great. And yeah, that's it for me.
Thank you, Quentin. Such is your diligence to demos. I almost imagine that you'd somehow, when waiting for a day, you'd have some kind of time lapse thing of you over 24 hours just sat there waiting just to prove that
I don't have I don't have time travel capabilities.
Yeah, but maybe you'd do it for a demo. Maybe you'd invent it just for the demo. Anyway, we all believe you that it would have done the right thing. So thank you for that. Right, Matrix Live, that is your lot. We'll see you next month.